Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have here. D. Lest at any time we should let them slip. Because if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, T. and D. E. very sin and disobedience received a just punishment, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be E. spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed to us by those who heard him, God also bearing them witness, both wit, H. signs and wonders, and with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will, because he has not put the W.E. world to come in subjection to the angels, of which we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that you are mindful of? Him, or the Son of Man, that you visit him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor, and set him over the works of your hands. You have put all the NGSINS objection under his feet. Since he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we do not yet see all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, at H, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man, because it became him for whom all things are, and by whom all things are, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect at a rough sufferings, because both he who sanctifies makes holy, and those who are sanctified made holy are all of one. For this reason, he is not a sham, ed, to call them brothers, saying, I will declare your name to my brothers. In the midst of the church, I will s in g praise to you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, look, I and the children whom God has given me, since the children are of flesh and blood, he himself also became flesh and blood, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Because truly he did not take upon himself the nature of angels, but he took upon himself the offspring of Abraham. Therefore, in all things he obligated himself to be made like his brothers, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things concerning God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people, since he himself has suffered he is able to support those who are tempted.